Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. If you try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of prime. Welcome to episode 210 of Fourth and John. I am Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, Mr. Prime in the Prime building down there. But, you know, today we are talking not about starters, talking about backups. Nick Mullen into the nest. Obviously, we're going to welcome him with open arms or open wings. It don't matter. You know, I've seen people on the timeline like, distraught over signing Nick Mullins. Again, I mean, he's a guy that's going to come in and provide some support, especially to our back-end players. So before you try to poo-poo all over this, I bet you Quest Watkins is happy. I bet you John Hightower is happy. The only question here is, are Evan and Prime, are you guys happy about having a guy like Nick Mullins to the nest?
I am excited about adding Nick Mullins to the nest. I mean, he obviously wasn't going to make it as a model, unfortunately, but he makes it as a backup quarterback, man. I think he showed some a little sparkle last year out in San Francisco. He showed that he's got an arm, and quite frankly, I mean, I don't want to jump right into it right away, but comparing his stats last year to Carson's stats last year, it's actually pretty similar. So I'm just looking at it. This is obviously a depth signing. This isn't the guy that is going to threaten Jalen Hurts for his job. Might threaten Joe Flacco for the job. I could totally see Nick Mullins by day one might be QB2 on this team. But if we could just add in that that competition, if we can add in just a decent quarterback to be throwing the ball to the back end wide receivers, like you said, in practice, I really like it. I think we got some serious depth, and ultimately this is a total step up from last year. I mean, last year our third quarterback was Nate Sudfeld, who, I mean, hardly ever saw the field in his entire career. And Nick Mullins, he's got some experience. So I like it. I'm a fan.
Yeah, I agree. I like the signing as well. I mean, the fact that we know Jalen is our number one quarterback and we're here waiting to see who was going to be our number two. I mean, you throwing Nick Mullins into the bunch, I mean, it's a pretty good name to have in there. So that way, you know, I mean, you can build the confidence on knowing who you possibly could be your QB2. The guy's passing rating, you know, I mean, was pretty good. I've seen, you know, some games of him playing with San Fran, and I mean, the guy was lights out. That's the type of backup quarterback you want to have in here. You know what I mean? With the NFL, you don't know what can happen. You know what I mean? Especially with Jalen being a mobile quarterback, you know, you definitely don't want him to get hurt or anything like that. But again, you know, any given Sunday, anything can happen. So just knowing that you have that solid, you know, backup quarterback on the squad, and at least you can, you know, go into each week with a little bit more confidence that just in case something happens, we got that guy.
Yeah, I think Jalen Hurts, you know, obviously in our eyes, he's the guy that is going to take that next step. But I feel like, you know, this is pretty much, I think, about Joe Flacco. If the Eagles feel like they can bring in a better piece to compete at QB2, yep, give them something. I usually go over to the other side, to other teams, to see how they feel about letting go of their players. And the vibes that I got were pretty good. If I'm looking at my list. If I'm looking at my list over here, you know, the stuff that some of these bloggers were saying, and vloggers and video and content creators were talking about Nick Mullins, were a cerebral player, a very smart football player, a possible coach.
A possible coach.
Further in his far down in his career. They said a solid bridge QB. Better arm talent. If he's in an air raid offense, they said he loves to push the ball. He's not conservative. He's not a game manager. So when he comes into games, he's willing to chuck that thing down the field. What else did they say? He's not a dink and dunker. And the thing that you like about his, like, if you go back and watch the Giants game, if you want to give yourself a little homework assignment, just check that Giants game. I think it was a week three. I was like, all right, you know, let me check it. You know, Eagle fans were like, yeah, but he stomped it. I'm like, yeah, I know he put up a clunker against us, but in all fairness, I think, like Prime said, I mean, you're looking for a guy that can give you a spark for a couple games.
Absolutely.
Could he provide that spark? Perhaps.
Like I was saying at the top of the show, I mean, this is a total step up from where we were last year. I think if you're looking at the backup quarterbacks that we had comparatively going into this year, I think we're in a better situation. We might not be as confident in our starting quarterback as a lot of us were to start last season. I mean, we were all in on Carson Wentz last year. And just to think about how far removed we are from that at this point, where we're talking about, you know, just having Nick Mullins as a solid depth backup quarterback, it's kind of crazy. But at the same time, he's a guy that can definitely come in there and provide a spark. I also like how he's not exactly a dink and dunker either. I mean, the way that our wide receivers are set up at this point, we got some guys that can burn down the sideline. So I'm glad that we have a guy in there that ultimately, if he needs to come in there, he can. It's not like he's just going to be dinking and dunking the ball down the field.
And that's the thing. So we could just be clear. It's for when and if we need him. We just got, you know, that solid arm behind our actual QB1. We didn't say that he was going to be our QB1. We're just saying that we got more confidence in the fact that we have Flacco, Mullen, you know what I mean, being a possible QB2. And like Evan had mentioned, the fact that, you know, we're definitely at a better spot than we were at last year, you know. So it's like, we just want to make sure that we got everything clear here. We're not saying that Mullen is going to come in here and be in our QB1. So
he's not.
People were like,
but let's just take a little look here. A little look. See Mullen's 2020 stats. Got him right here. I mean, at the bottom of the screen right there, it's got all the totals. Threw for 2,400 yards, 12 and 12. Now that guy, that ginger Jesus, threw for 2,600 yards, 16 and 15. I'm not saying by any means that Nick Mullins is Carson Wentz. I think Carson Wentz had a down year last year. But to put up the same kind of production, that tells me that he's a legit quarterback in this league and a guy that we could definitely lean on in a depth situation.
And then Will Mallon, shout out to Will, said the new Saint Nick. I mean, the city has a good history, recent history of backup quarterbacks named Nick. Steve is laughing about the QB factory, but Steve believes that the bench got an upgrade. I do want to shout out everyone in the chat following along with the show. Shout out to Will, Tim, Drew, Mr. Bragdon, Birdman in the building, Mr. Cross. Who else? A resident Cowboy fan in here.
Got Money Bags up in here.
And Money Bags is up in here. But for those that are sticking around, we will have a giveaway at the end of the show. For those who stick around, we'd like to, you know, take care of our peoples. And also, we have a surprise for you jokers on the show. You jokers.
For us jokers. Yeah. Hey, nice. This guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
This
guy, too.
you jokers. But overall, just thinking about, you know, we're at that point in the season, you know, like it's about like stacking the cupboard with, you know, like food that's not expired. Like you're trying to figure out there's an expiration date on that joint.
Yeah.
Like you see Joe Flacco, that's like,
it's starting to smell a little sour.
Yeah. That's a possible expiration date on it.
But I'm going to try it because I know this cereal is going to be all right. I need something. You know, if you look at, you know, Nick Mullins, you're like, all right, this is potential maybe for next season. Another guy who could be that QB2 that you need. And it's weird. I mean, the vibes that I got from 49er fans, they're going to miss him. The biggest issue with him was that he wasn't consistent enough. He had some big games, had some clunkers, but overall they felt like he came in and did some good things.
Well, I think that they were kind of in a similar situation to us last year with Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, they had Nick Mullins come in there, and it was kind of – he kind of provided a spark in some games that Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't able to do. So I think that there was a lot of that backup quarterback energy, a lot of that new quarterback energy that was probably flowing through San Fran, the same thing that we felt last year. So I could see how he became a fan favorite if he came in there. And like you said, against the Giants, he balled out, man. He had a really good game against the Giants. He went 25 for 36, 343 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions. I mean, he's capable of those types of games. I think that he has an even better wide receiving group this year with the Eagles, though.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean you got to pay attention to how Kyle Shanahan pretty much had confidence in him bringing into some of the games. Actually, if my mind serves me correct, he actually made him the starter, you know, after a few. And he went in there, you know, and did his thing. You know, it wasn't top grade A, you know, performance, but it was enough to go ahead and do the job. And again, that's just what we need. You know, I'm seeing some of the comments here. Yeah, it's a definite upgrade on the bench. I mean, we were missing out on that last year because, shit, I was wanting to go ahead and be biting on my fingers that, God forbid, something happens to our quarterback. Who do we have that confidence in to come in and go ahead and play the rest of that game? And hopefully we don't have to go with that, you know, worry about that going into this season.
Do you think that either of these guys are good enough to where if Jalen Hurts is slow out of the gate, that the rumbling start where they're like they want Mullins?
Whoa.
Hey,
you're trying to speak
all things.
You're trying to speak things in.
We're trying to get away from this quarterback factory shit.
Hey, we got to weigh all possibilities here, man.
All the way into that beard.
When I start thinking, but I think that there's something to that, and I'll relate it to last night's Sixers game. I think there was a lot of talk about we can't possibly lose this game. All I was hearing all day leading up to that game is how we can't possibly lose that game. And that's when you bet against them, quite honestly, is when everybody is saying it's not possible. I mean, anything's possible, man. We weren't expecting Carson him to completely crap the bed last year. So I'm thinking that Jalen Hurts absolutely balls out this year, but in the instance that he doesn't and he's slow out the gate.
The way you set that up, It didn't feel like that. It just felt like you're putting out negative energy.
I'm all about positive energy, man. I'm all about the silver lining.
I know we have a podcast and we have to bring up theories, and I think it's a good theory, Evan. I think, you know, for in terms of conversation, I feel like, I'm telling you, 49ers folks over there, they're saying that they believe Nick Mullins is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts. That's what they were saying. I was like,
of course they would be the ones to go ahead and spark it up. You know what I mean?
If I'm weighing all of our quarterbacks, though, I think that Nick Mullins would be given an opportunity before Joe Flacco. Just because I think that Joe Flacco is at everyone knows where he's at in his career. I mean, he's already reached his pinnacle, and he's definitely on the downturn at this point in his career. Nick Mullins is a younger quarterback. I you guys are giving me a look like I'm sitting out here becoming some sort of Nick Mullins fan. I'm simply having a conversation. I'm saying I think that Nick Mullins provides more competition to Jalen Hurts than Joe Flacco does.
I don't know. I smell Nick Mullins jersey coming.
I think you're trying to start a controversy over here too.
I ain't starting no controversy. I'm having a talk.
I mean, you started off with the Sixers. Moneybag is over here. Your boy's going to get a quick Sixers confidence level to win the series.
I'm at 90% right now. Sixers and six. Yep.
Sixers and six.
I mean, that game last night, we lost it. They didn't win it.
They didn't win it. We lost it. Exactly.
Let's be honest. Embiid lost it.
Embiid, that was rough to watch at the end
He's one of my favorite players in the city of Philadelphia right now.
He's still our best option. Without Embiid, we're not making it to the finals. He's the most pivotal piece to that whole thing. But at the same time, he had a rough one last night. And that's so unlike him. I mean, Joel is usually on in every single game. So that was surprising to see. But I think the Sixers bounce back no problem.
Hey, Evan, guess what?
What's up?
We're actually an Eagles podcast. That's a lot of information. We didn't ask. We just said quick. Moneybag said quick analysis.
Quick.
No, but I feel you. I feel you.
I'll just get back to scratching my beard. See, I keep on getting a lot of compliments on this thing. I noticed that in the comment section, you just glazed right over one, decided not to bring it up. But, you know, all beard compliments are appreciated, people.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's that Skippy peanut butter.
You know, every comes into the chat, you know, stroking his beard like, yeah, I was at the store. This guy just walked by me. He complimented me on my beard. He said, what do you use? How do you get it like that? And Evan was just like gloating. He's just like,
I'm not going to lie. It was kind of hard to fit my head through the door frame.
Like, first the chat, now dudes on the street, and now Evan is got a comb in his beard.
It was Hollywood Hearn Appreciation Week. I forgot that a full year had passed.
Obviously. I mean, maybe you could teach Nick Mullins how to grow a beard, but you want to hear an amazing stat here? First 16 starts, Mullins has thrown for 4,405 yards, which is behind against the Chiefs quarterback. Patrick Mahomes, 5,100 passing yards. Andrew Luck is at 4,374 passing yards. Hall of Famer Kurt Warner is at 4,353 passing yards, with Tony Romo at 4,348 passing yards. So you know what that means?
What?
Nick Mullins is a Hall of Famer.
I mean, see, dude, that is one of those dangerous stats. That is one of those dangerous stats. That's one of those stats that you don't want everybody to see, because that is something that people that don't really follow the quarterback position would take and run with and be like, oh, well, I don't understand why we don't got Nick Mullins starting out here. He's got one of the hottest starts of his career. Look at him. He's like the next Kurt Warner. Like, that's the conversation that they would bring into it. It's like, those are deceptive numbers. Don't get me wrong. I mean, my man can play, but those are deceptive. Let's be real.
Yeah, just crapping all over. First, you build them up, and then you sweep your leg.
I'm all about to pull the rug out from underneath people's feet.
He's just sweeping his legs. Sweep your leg. I feel like it's just. I feel good about the sign. I have tons of DMs with people just like, "What is Howie thinking?" I'm like,
he's trying to make a deep team.
I mean, come on, guys. I mean, we're talking about QB, but this really goes back to the wide receivers thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I have been a wide receiver in a football camp, and I'm looking at this guy, quarterback, with a noodle arm, and I'm like, I'm trying to start here as a freshman, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I need some guys here that can throw me the ball.
Yeah.
So in terms of having a better option, a third string, second string option, you know, everyone was Jamie Newman this, Jamie Newman that. Even like, bro, like if there was something, talking about adding from a mental standpoint to the room. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's an upgrade right there. Like, you want your guys in the QB incubator room with Jalen Hurts, mm-hmm. asking him, telling him what he's seeing, coming to the sidelines. That's an upgrade.
Yeah.
So like, pump the brakes. We got a guy who's didn't play last season, opted out. He's a rookie. He's an undrafted rookie. You're mad that he got released over a Nick Mullins? 16 starts?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's experience. So good. Depth.
And you speak about being a wide receiver in a camp. Speaking of wide receivers in camp, I want to just we could fan down the Trayvon Grimes hive, right? I mean, thank God my man is back. We're talking about future Hall of Famers, Nick Mullins, Trayvon Grimes. I mean, that is the next Montana and Rice right there.
Yeah, the panic level, man, just went into a sky high those first, couple hours that he was released. And I thought it was the end of the world, man.
Todd makes the point of the comparison of Mullins, Brett Favre. And remember, Favre didn't start on the Packers. He did.
Start on the Falcons.
I mean, at first he didn't, he got traded from the Falcons.
Did
he ever play a game on the Falcons, or did he sit the whole time?
I think it was, I can't even remember who the quarterback was. It was,
I feel like I remember a video of Brett Favre running across the field in a Falcons uniform after they won like a playoff game or something like that. I want to say they won a playoff game, but he wasn't like the quarterback.
I got that quarterback's name on the tip of my tongue, George something. that was
Jeff George.
There it was, Jeff George.
Jeff George, yeah. You know, speaking of players, terrible transition. Dick Rod, Richard Rodgers brought back in the mix. I know this is a Nick Mullins show. We're trying to give him all the love and respect and admiration. But this guy needs to be admired. That means if we're talking about a guy that could maybe handle some duties of Zach Ertz, this guy's a guy who could put in the work. And
this is a guy that should have a hive. There should be a Dick Rod hive. Like, this is a guy that is worthy of it. Because, I mean, quite frankly, don't get me wrong. I think Trayvon Grimes, I think he looks like a talented player, but I haven't seen him. Dick Rod, I've actually seen in action. This guy has stepped up in opportunities where we have a tight end that's down. He's a guy that is reliable. Catch the ball. I mean, he's clutch, man. He's had some really decent plays as an Eagle. And he's one of those guys that kind of just gets lost in the fold and forgotten about. But I really think that Dick Rod is a solid tight end two. And notice how I say tight end two with Dallas Goedert just tight end one. I don't know what's going on, but we were kind of under the idea that there would be Mr. 86 would have already packed his bags by now. But I mean, maybe his flight got delayed. Not exactly sure.
It's just a weird vibe, man.
It's a total weird vibe. It's like,
you know, he's not coming back. He's not coming back even to practice.
Yeah, it's like if it's the end of the night and you're taking the last Uber out of town. You just broke up with your girlfriend, then all of a sudden you got to ride the Uber back with her. It's like, ah, man, I wish I would have broken up with you at the end of this ride had I known we were going to be riding together.
Steve bringing up old stuff. He said, we know if Gale's putting Barnett at 16 again this year in the preseason. Right? I don't think he was at 16. I think he was like 20, dude. And I remember saying that he was like
16 for what? Was that top player on the team?
He did a top 25 most
Eagles players. Team, yeah.
Which
yeah,
is a great idea for another show. We're going to do that again. Yes. That'll be very interesting. What did you think about
this? Was this an actual, ranking of yours, or was this?
No, we all came together.
The most important.
We're trying to
top 25.
We're trying to figure out who's the most important top 25.
Yeah, because I mean, I remember this clearly. I was, you know, I was going back and forth with you about Barnett. You know, I mean, I'm out.
Yeah, and then, he played, you know, decent enough to be ranked there.
And while we're on the topic of
Josh Sweat, though,
yeah,
I said Josh Sweat, though.
While we're on the topic of contracts, though. Does Landon Dickerson not getting signed yet? That worry you guys at all yet? What is your thoughts? Do you think he's going to hold out? Is it nothing to even think about? What do you think?
I don't think it's not. I think they might be working out some language.
It in Spanish.
You know, it's like there's certain language. I work in a legal office, so like there's language that they don't like in a contract.
I guess.
So your lawyer's gonna be like, your agent's gonna be like, you know.
I feel like how many rookie contracts get signed every year? I feel like those things are almost should be cut and paste at this point, don't you think?
Pretty much.
But what do I know? I don't work with contracts, you do. So
you know, some dudes would be like, yo, could you take that out of the contract?
Yeah.
Take the morality clause out of there because I want to murder some dudes on the field. But, there's some other news that I thought would be interesting. Evan thought would be interesting. Hmm. Since we were talking about quarterbacks, shout out to our guys over at Locked On Eagles. Mm-hmm. Louis DiBiase over there.
Yes, sir. Does they, work they put up in Buffalo?
I believe he left Buffalo.
But, he's out of Buffalo now?
I believe so. He brought up a good tweet, and everyone was like, dude, this is pretty interesting. One past Eagles QB to win you a game. 2017, Carson Wentz. 2010, Michael Vick. 2004, Donovan McNabb. 2017, Nick Foles. 1990 Randall Cunningham. Who is your guy?
Dude, that's tough, man.
I'm looking for an electric game. Like, this is a weird question. So I can't – the most electric player that I've seen personally – I didn't get to watch the Randall era. I unfortunately missed out on that. But yeah, out Randall, of all these guys – Vic was the most exciting to watch, but I wouldn't go for him to win me a game. If I'm being completely honest, I might go BDN.
Ah, big dick nigga.
The dude's clutch, bro. He's clutch. He's clutch. Well, if the game's important, I know that he's got ice in his veins. You got to win one game. Where do you guys lean?
It's weird because I'm looking at this list and I'm like, you'd have to give me a scenario in which you felt like you needed to win a game. Is it like drive the field? I mean, because you saw Michael Vick in that comeback in the Miracle Meadowlands. It's like, bro, how many points were you down? You won a game. Look at Nick Foles to come off the bench. Nick Foles. But if you're looking for a guy to get you into the playoffs from the beginning of the season, Donovan McNabb would be the guy to get you to the playoffs. How many games are you talking? Win one game?
No, to win one game, and let's say it's a playoff game.
I mean, because McNabb was like everyone's like, you guys are disrespecting. Bro, how are you going to disrespect the decade of like McNabb? How many games did he win for us?
He won a ton. Never won the one. Never won the one.
Never won the one, exactly. He won a ton, but never won the one.
So, I mean, if we're going to have to go on terms of winning the Super Bowl.
It's the most important one.
See, this could be a whole damn episode right here.
Yeah, yeah.
It could.
Yeah.
But like I said, the most, like, if I'm looking for to throw up like 50 points on someone, I might say Vic though. If it's just a regular season game, I mean, Vic could drop bombs. He could run for another 100.
I mean, McNabb had electric year that year, man. Like Michael Vick, close to MVP, like, dude. Which people don't realize. Merrill Reese said that performance by Michael Vick and
First Washington,
the Miracle in Meadowlands. He said that was the best quarterbacking he's ever seen in
That was the craziest comeback I ever saw. I mean, I put it hand in hand with the Super Bowl with the Falcons and the Patriots. Like, that was that type of comeback.
It's the process. Do I know love for dogs? You're gonna have to ask Locked On Eagles guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, the juices are flowing. I think people are ready to fight already, you know?
So where do you guys stand? I don't even think you guys answered.
It's hard to answer. My breakdown. Question, yeah, see, my breakdown, I got to see all five of them. My breakdown would be Randall Cunningham be my number one guy, Carson number two, Vic number three, Big Dick Nick four, and then McNabb will fall five for me.
Wow.
That's my
five on the list.
I got number five as number five. You know what I mean? That's me. Whatever.
He's not going to always love you.
That's cool. I've seen that. No problem. No problem. You know what I mean? Listen, I've seen Randall. You give Randall either this wide receiver core. You give Randall Cunningham, Deshaun Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, Avante. Who else do we have on the squad at the time? You know what I mean?
Jason, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. You give him that squad, those wide receiver cores, that dude's going to go ahead and do, you know, wonders with them. You know what I mean? And then he had a solid running back. You look back in the 90s when he had, you know, he had Charlie Gardner. He had
Fred Barnett,
Calvin Williams. Right. Yeah, you know what I mean? Keith Jackson. He had a decent squad. But, you know, he just didn't have, like, that solid line to go ahead and give him that time. That's why they called him Scrambling Randall, you know what I'm saying? Because he always had a scramble. It was just like Vic. Even though that was just Vic's mentality, no matter what, as soon as that man got hiked the ball, he wanted to run. You know, he was a run-and-gun quarterback. Yeah, but that's just no more hats.
If I needed a quarterback to punt the ball, I'd go Randall, no problem.
Oh, Randall all day. You know what I mean? Shit, 90 plus yards on the punt.
We'll see.
Hey, man. You got it. You know what I mean?
Randall definitely didn't. After that punt, there's no way Randall was like, punters are people too. Yeah. There's no way. It's like, why do we even pay this guy?
Because Randall was the ultimate weapon, though.
Yeah.
Randall could do, like, he was doing that, bro. Like, he was doing all of that. He was, like, in the wrong era. Like, believe me, he was the guy. I've already used that question a million times on a trivia question. Like, he was dating, like, the R&B queen at the time. Like, he was, like, on Arsenio Hall. Like,
yeah.
He was on talk show. Like, he was the dude.
And I get this. McNabb had T.O. I get it. But, again, he didn't win the game. He didn't win the big one. He had the perfect weapon and couldn't do it.
And as much of a slap in the face as it is to say, my memory of Donovan McNabb, I was probably, what was that? It was 2005. So I was 11 years old. You know what my memory of Donovan McNabb in that game was? It was him throwing up on the field. That's what I remember about Donovan McNabb. I'm like, this motherfucker, like running up to the line, this guy is fucking throwing up. Like, this does not instill confidence in me.
a lot of disrespect over here.
That's not disrespect. It's what I remember.
Hey, look, man, Jay shows me. Look at that. Pretty much the same. Similar right there. All right. Look at that. Randall, Vic, Wentz, Foles, and he's got number 5 at 5. Come on, stop.
So, like, for me, I'm kind of torn because I'm like, give me how you want to win. You want to win one game? You want to get to the playoffs? You want to win the season?
No. Let's say it's the NFC Championship game. Your starting quarterback got injured. Now you got to bring in one of these 5 guys to win the game. You're down by 7. It's halftime.
I'm going to go with you, Evan. It was Big Dick Nick. I'm going to go with you.
He's got ice in his veins, bro.
You're right. Lucky. You know what I mean? He's clutch when he needed to be clutch. Now, being a season-long quarterback, no.
Exactly. But we're talking about one game here.
I know.
I went back and watched that Super Bowl game. And, yo, Foles was – yo, when I tell you, Foles was out of his mind.
Yeah.
Like, NFC Championship game in Minnesota as well. Yeah.
Like, the level of confidence – it was incredible. Like, it was incredible to see – just to see – he had no flinch at all. Yeah. At all.
Yeah.
Like, and he was just like heavyweight fighter, just one after the other, after the other, after the other. And it was just crazy, dude.
And
crazy.
He was the one who came up with the idea, or at least proposed the idea of the Philly special, not Doug. Hey, you want Philly? To come. Yeah. Doug almost shit his pants. He's like, yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's go for
it. Let's go. Let's do it.
Hey, so you guys ready for a quick trivia? People watching,
I am
watching the show live. Obviously, we respect all the people that listen to and download the show on their way to work or wherever you're going to. But you know, we try to reward our people that are actually watching the show live. But shout out to Aaron Ortega, sent me in a nice little gift here. But we're going to promote his brand today and give him an opportunity to do what he's doing out here. Shout out to Ortega Mugs, man. Hey, Evan, did you find a dope quiz question here?
Yes, sir.
So the winner of this trivia question here is a Devontae Smith. Well, I don't even want to look this one out of my hands. We're going to have to buy another one for ourselves at his store below. But if you want to win this mug out here, this is cool. Pretty cool. If I could just line it up correctly. This is nice. I don't think we're going to end this right here. We're not giving this away.
I got a question. I mean, it's going to be probably Googleable, but.
Okay.
I mean, if we're sticking with the topic of the show, I figure. First one in the comment section to tell me where Nick Mullins went to college.
First person to answer that. First, where did Nick Mullins go to college? That's a layup, bro. That's a super layup.
Should we change it?
No.
I didn't think it was a super layup. I mean, it wasn't like one of the highly regarded quarterbacks coming out.
Oh, we got Todd.
Todd's a winner.
Todd is one. And Cox, Todd's like, when are you sending my Coxie? It's a weird question to ask. You won the Fletcher Coxie? You know, I got to get to the post office. And then we will. Now, since you won two prizes, we put it in the same box.
Hey.
That's a win for me. That is a win for me, guys.
That's the post office discount.
You know? We also wanted to shout out Stone last week. He was kind enough to stop by the show and
promote
what he was doing. We want to check out his IG and his sports store. He will be putting out a coupon. The coupon is for a discount code. It's 4th and John for 15% off all Eagle products. And he sent last week we were giving away a whole bunch of prints, but he wanted to reward you guys. Prime, are you ready? You ready for your surprise here?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, that's what's up.
All right. Look at you. You like little kids. Look at Prime. Yeah. Prime's like, yeah.
New addition to the basement. I made some adjustments here.
And Birdman's gonna have more than
okay.
Wow.
Prime
this. No, look at that. I don't even have Kelsey down here.
That's why I asked.
Nice, that's love right there.
It's pretty dope, man.
Oh yeah.
You gotta like get that hung up before the fridge comes after you.
Yeah. I got the I got the perfect spot for that.
And then, Evan, are you ready for your awesome?
I am. I'm ready. Go. Where is he? Oh, yes. Yes. That is awesome. That's cool. Thank you very much, Stone. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm excited to get that.
I was going to keep Stone, that one
good,
for myself.
Good looking out, man. Yeah. Good looking out.
Yeah, right.
Well, He hooked me up with this one.
Is that on a canvas or is that painted on like wood or what is that?
This one's on wood.
Okay. Cool.
He hooked this one up. It says we're on a theme of and again, if you want to get those prints, check out his site below.
Yep.
Code. Discount code is 4th and John. You get 15% off. You hook this up right here, man.
Look
at that.
Joel Embiid, man.
Dude, that looks like is nice.
I need some 3D glasses for that, John.
Yeah, I love this style.
Let's go on the wall.
That's nice. That's
right.
So,
does that QR code come off the bottom? Is that part of it?
No, it's part of the painting.
That painting is part of it. So what does the QR code do? Look it up. Where does it bring you? Come on,
I don't know, man.
I'm excited.
Put him on the spot.
I know, right?
I might not even know how to use promo codes.
You just got to turn on your camera and then put it over top of it.
Yeah, that's all. Hidden message.
Took him to a porn site. Oh my god.
This is cool. It has a bunch of his stats.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. That is sweet.
Very nice.
That is pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool, man. Shout out to Stone again. Check out his store and you get 15% off with the code 4th and John. It should be live at 8, so it is 8:10 right now. So
awesome.
Yeah, man.
I can't wait to hang that up. That's cool.
Or maybe I should not drop it off to you guys.
Yeah, right.
I just put it up here.
I will find you.
I will find you.
It I will find you.
You. But overall, man, last words before we get out of here. We're gearing up for camp. Mm-hmm. These are last minute moves. We know Nick Mullins is not going to Hall of Fame. Obviously, we know we would love to have a solid backup here, a cerebral guy. Again, I'm talking. You listen to 49ers fans out here. They're telling you about Nick Mullins that they're sad to see him leave. He had his own hive amongst 49ers fans. I'm just saying, he's not a starter. He's a backup. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. Flacco looks like he's collecting a check.
They could get to see him again on week 2. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Evan, I mean, how you feeling?
I'm excited, man. Like I said at the top of the show, I love the depth signing. I think that we are in a pretty good position right now, quarterback-wise. On top of that, I think that these guys just having the competition against each other is going to be good in training camp and make everybody better, make the wide receivers better. I like it. I like it a lot. But while we're on the topic of throwing shout-outs to artists, I want to shout out Brett Stuhler. Did my leg today. Tattoo artist, Tatooine in Browns Mills. Go check him out. Dude's a diehard Eagles fan. He's the fucking man. Go check him out.
You're not going to show everyone your tattoo?
It's covered up right now.
Scott. Prime?
Evan touched upon it real good. The fact that, you know, we got more depth. The competition that these guys are going to be pretty much bringing out of each other. Looking forward to seeing what the off season is going to be like, you know, to see the competition level. So I don't feel bad for you 49ers fans. We've been down this boat before, you know what I mean, when we had to give up a pretty key player to another team, you know what I mean? So, hey, you know, now you got to deal with it. But like I said, you know, you can see him again in week 2 if you guys really miss him that much and, you know, in a much better uniform. All right. But real quick, I just want to give a shout out to my coworker Ed Ring, man. Happy birthday, bro. You know what I mean? I know today's your big day, so I want to wish you a happy birthday right along with my cousin Brandon. All right. Love you, dude. I hope you're enjoying your day. And then this Thursday, please tune in. Rolling with Prime, episode 6. Got special guest Giovanni. All right.
Gio in the building.
Little Gio's going to be in the building, man.
Tomorrow, he was a superstar.
Yeah. Tomorrow, he's getting his second shot, so I wish him the best. You know what I mean? I know a lot of people haven't really been coming out well after the second shot, but he's getting his second shot tomorrow, so you know, best of luck to him for that.
Hey,
I am now not hallucinating. I went from Thursday to Sunday to get back to normal. Saturday, I had chills. Friday, I was questioning life. Why did I get the second shot? But yo, man, at the end of the day, man, I feel a lot better. And it is what it is. I'm getting ready. We're getting ready for these open practices to start August. Mm-hmm. Again, we will be giving away free tickets for that as well. If you guys are new around here, and you like giveaways, you like to hang out, you like to be a part of the community, make sure you subscribe to us on all socials, YouTube, which on a quest for 1,000, trying to blow that YouTube channel up. We're now finally giving our YouTube channel up, but hopefully you show love as well. But for me and the guys, we'll see you guys in the next one. As always, go Birds.